expectation. December 10, patient Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, Ford, F-O-R-D, date of birth, 5-7-1960. Darlene Ford was seen in the office recently. Previous diagnosis, number one, pituitary microadenoma, number two, hyperprolactinemia, number three. She has previously been diagnosed with a small pituitary adenoma and hyperprolactinemia more than 20 years ago, and had been treated with cabergoline and bromocriptine, but has not taken these medications for several years. Per paragraph, her prolactin levels have been normal in the last several years, and more recently on November 15, 2024, the level was 9.07, within the normal range. Per paragraph, she has no symptoms suggestive of pituitary expansion of a pituitary macroadenoma, and only takes calcium and vitamins. Per paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 130/70, common weight 192 pounds, BMI is 30.6. Period, the hearts of the normal limbs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, impression distant. History of pituitary microadenoma and hyperprolactinemia, common, now stable and off all medication. Per paragraph, I've asked that you follow with a primary doctor and have a prolactin level checked yearly or more frequently if there are recurrence of symptoms such as headache or breast discharge. Per paragraph, end of dictation.